John chapter 6. After these things, Jesus went away across the Sea of Galilee, of Tiberias, and a large crowd followed him, because they had seen his signs which he performed on the infirm. Then Jesus went up into the mountain, and he sat there with his disciples. Incidentally, the Passover was near, the Jews' festival. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, and he said to Philip, "From where can we buy loaves of bread, so that these may eat?" But he said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 denaries worth of bread would not suffice for them, so that each of them could take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is one little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 cooked fish. But what is that for so many?" But Jesus said, "Have the men recline." Now there was a lot of grass in the place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. And Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks, and he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples distributed them to those reclining. And they did the same with the cooked fish, as much as they wanted. And when they were full, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces which are left over, so that nothing goes to waste." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets of pieces from the 5 barley loaves which those who had eaten had left over. Then when the men had seen the sign which Jesus had performed, they said, "This is truly the prophet who was to come into the world." So Jesus, who knew that they would come and seize him to make him king, withdrew to the mountain alone. Then when evening had come, his disciples went down to the sea, and they went on board a boat, and were going across the sea to Capernaum. Now dark had already fallen, and Jesus had not come to them, and the sea was being stirred up with a strong wind blowing. Then when they had rowed about 25 or 30 stadies, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near to the boat, and they were afraid. But he said to them, "I am. Do not be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat came to the place which they were heading for. The next day the crowd who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there had been no other boat there except the one which his disciples had boarded, and that Jesus had not gone with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples had departed alone, but that boats had come from Tiberias near to the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves went into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you arrive here?" Jesus replied to them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the bread and had your fill. Work not for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures, leading to age-abiding life, which the Son of Man will give you. For the Father, God, has sealed him." Then they said to him, "What should we do to do the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you should believe in him whom he has sent." Then they said to him, "What sign will you perform then for us to see and believe you? What will you perform?" "Our fathers ate manna in the desert, as it stands written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who descends from heaven and gives life to the world. Then they said to him, Lord, always give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger at all, and he who believes in me will not ever thirst at all. But I said to you, although you have seen me, you still don't believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will certainly not cast out him who comes to me. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of the Father who sent me, that I should not lose any part of anything that he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him should have age-abiding life, and that I should raise him up on the last day. Then the Jews murmured about him, because he had said, I am the bread which has come down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How come then, he says, I have come down from heaven? So Jesus answered and said to them, Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It stands written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. So everyone who hears from the Father and has learnt comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except him who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me has age-abiding life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the desert and died. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, so that a person should eat it and not die. I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If a person eats this bread, he will live throughout the age. And moreover, the bread which I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews contended with each other, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has age-abiding life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is truly food, and my blood is truly drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, so I live because of the Father. And as for him who eats me, he will also live because of me. This is the bread which has come down from heaven, not comparable to how your fathers ate the manna and died. He who eats this bread will live throughout the age. He said these things in the synagogue while teaching in Capernaum. Then many of his disciples, who had heard him, said, This speech is hard. Who can listen to him? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were murmuring about this, said to them, Does this offend you? What then, if you should see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit which makes alive. The flesh is of no benefit. The words which I am speaking to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, This is why I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. At this, many of his disciples went back and no longer walked with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, You don't also wish to go away, do you? Then Simon Peter replied to him, Lord, to whom could we go? You have the words of age-abiding life, and we have believed and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied to them, Did I not choose you 12? Yet one of you is a devil. He was speaking here of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for this man was going to betray him, being one of the 12.